Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lake, do you have anything else for good of the order?
I thought the Memorial Park Company said that the plans they submitted were the site plan or building plan.
Building plan.
It's one set of building plans for the building period. So I thought it was set.
Oh, okay.
Just for reminder, we meet on Wednesday at 3:00 next week.
Yes, we do.
For other business and old business and
monkey business.
Whatever, and then we got the 18th for public hearings again. And I believe they're all subdivisions.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, as you probably saw in the newspaper, the Supreme Court's handed down a decision in the Ashburn case, which what I planned on doing is maybe putting together something with that attached for everybody, explaining what it means and how it affects the Planning and Zoning Commission. It was just handed down on last Friday.
I think.
Is that Kent County?
Yeah.
It's the Supreme Court, though.
Supreme Court, so it's all over the state. I would think that would be very useful for the commission. I would appreciate it if you would do that. You might want to email around. I've read it, guys. It's interesting.
I can email around the decision.
Everybody seen it? You seen it?
No, I just saw what was in the paper.
We'll email it. We'll get it emailed to you. It's not long. It wasn't long to read.
It's very interesting, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. I really, and I thought Judge Ridgely, you know, his dissent was not unreasonable. I mean, you know, what he was saying.
I'm the IG Burke case, I believe.
Anything else for good of the order? Being none, stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevail.